This is an All Ears English podcast episode 641, how to end your story with pretty much it in English. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 16 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to instantly download your transcript from today's episode, go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts. allearsenglish.com/TRANSCRIPTS.
Today, a listener asked us what it means when we say pretty much it. Find out today, plus get a few other phrases to end your story in style.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Happy Thanksgiving, Lindsay.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Michelle. By this time, I'm probably, you know, I'm putting on my turkey pants.
I am probably drowning in a sea of peanut soup.
Yeah, I love that. You got to love your Thanksgiving traditions.
That's right. Right. So today is Thanksgiving, guys. So happy Thanksgiving to those who are celebrating. I wonder if any of you guys who are in the U.S. are getting a chance to like go to any meals or anything like that to get a flavor of Thanksgiving. So definitely let us know if you get that experience.
Yeah. Come back to our blog, guys, at allearsenglish.com. Leave a comment on today's episode. Tell us what you're doing for Thanksgiving today.
Yeah. Awesome. So happy Thanksgiving again. And yeah, so, but let's just jump into it now. So today we got a really cool, question from a listener. So what is this question about, Lindsay?
Yeah. Well, today's question is a response to episode 628. So in episode 628, we taught you guys how to use kind of, sort of, and pretty much. Okay. In English, and you guys can go over, type in the search bar at allearsenglish.com, type in 628, and you'll get that. But this listener today wrote in asking an extension question.
Right, right. Awesome. Okay. So I guess it's you who's reading the question.
I guess so. Okay. Here we go. So, hey, Lindsay and Michelle, nice episode. She's talking about 628. I'm pretty happy to listen to this episode because I was kind of confused how to use those expressions. I used to ask my British friend about them, especially the expression pretty much, but I got nothing. I love that expression. I got nothing.
That's cute.
He just couldn't explain it to me. I was sort of hopeless. And I was like, okay, I would ask Lindsay and Michelle about that.
No.
But oh gosh, today I got it. I found this episode. Thank God. Okay. Okay. So she listened to the episode and she was feeling happy. That's great. Awesome. however, I'm sort of confused with the expression pretty much used by my Canadian friend. One day she told me about the internet connection at her house. And then after she finished talking about that, she said, pretty much it. Well, could you please explain, tell me why she put the object it after pretty much? What's the function of it? So she says, all right, Lindsay and Michelle, you guys are so amazing. Nice to hear your voice. Oh, that's cool.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh my gosh. It's so funny. Well, I love the way this is written. It's like so conversational and friendly.
And it sounds very natural, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Very, very natural. But I feel so bad for this listener. It's like, oh, finally, like, got the answer from our podcast. And then there's like, no, there's something else I need to understand. So, but this is a great question because we use it a lot. Don't you think, Lindsay?
Oh, yeah. I think this is a fantastic question. And Yeah, I think it's once we finish today's episode, guys, you're going to have a toolbox of a couple phrases that I really want you to go out and try, experiment with, and use them. Okay.
Right, definitely. And this would be a great time to get the transcripts.
Oh, yeah. Get the transcripts, guys, because you won't see these role plays on the blog. So go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts.
Yeah. So, all right. So let's talk about this question, Lindsay. So what is her friend saying?
Well, essentially, I think the key phrase is that she said in her question was when her friend finished talking. Okay, that's the key thing to think about. So really what her friend is saying is that's all I have to say, or that's the end of that, right? That's all I'm saying about that. That's it. That's pretty much it.
Right. Exactly. So yeah, I mean, you think people use this a lot?
I really think they do. It's a way to sum up, and it's a signal phrase that signals to other people that we're done talking. I mean, in episode 628, we learned that pretty much means basically, right, Michelle?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And what does it mean in this case?
That means like, in this case, it means like everything or all there is, right?
Exactly. Yep.
So like, what's an example, Lindsay?
Well, we could say this. Michelle, I see what you mean when you say that we should not record on Tuesday mornings. So early. So was there anything else we think you should change?
No, that's pretty much it. and it's quite casual, don't you think?
I think so. Yeah, this is very casual. And a way to say it in a more formal way would be just to say, oh, that's all for now, or that's all. And I would see myself using that in more of a presentation. Michelle, you gave a presentation recently. You've been giving a couple of presentations lately, right?
Yeah.
And how did you finish your speaking part, like before you took questions?
I don't quite remember, but I did some sort of summary, but I don't think I said that's all for now or that's all.
Okay.
I don't know if that's a way to like finish a presentation, but it might be a formal way to stop your conversation.
Yeah, exactly. It's definitely more formal. In a more formal context, you wouldn't say pretty much it.
Yeah, no.
Good. Yeah.
But today, you know, we're going to talk about what are some other ways that we can signal that we're done saying what we needed to say, Lindsay.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about a few extra phrases that you can use besides pretty much it. Or that's all for now. That's all, right?
Exactly.
So, of course, so we have the casual. So we have either that's pretty much it or also pretty much it. Would you sometimes drop off the that's, Lindsay?
Definitely. I mean, that's a characteristic of American English that we tend to do that. We drop it off as much as we possibly can in many different contexts, right? And we tell our story and then we say pretty much it.
That's good. And what else, Lindsay? What's something else you might say?
We'll say that's about it.
Yeah. Or you could say, I think that's it.
Right.
I think that's it, right? I think that's all, basically. Mm-hmm. Or what else?
That's all I have to say about that. And that sounds like a Forrest Gump phrase, actually. I feel like
that's so funny.
It's a Forrest Gump phrase. If you guys haven't seen Forrest Gump, definitely go watch that movie. Great one.
Yeah, for sure. And what's interesting is I think that these ones can... Oh, wait. Are you talking about this last... What do you think? Do you think these can ever be used in a self-deprecating or funny way?
Yeah, I think so. I think they could all be used in a funny way. Like if our story has kind of bombed, for example. Or even if it hasn't, but it would be really well placed if our story has bombed and it's fallen on deaf ears or people haven't laughed at you.
Yeah.
You want to wrap it up quickly and just move on, like take the attention away from yourself. You say,
right,
and that's pretty much it.
I like how you said that. And yeah, that's funny.
It's like you are indicating in your tone of voice there that like you realize you've said something stupid.
Yeah. So you're just like, let's move on. I got it. I know. Let's just forget that ever happened. Right.
I mean, I wonder if in this context with the Canadian woman, if I'm envisioning the two of them talking on Skype and the Canadian woman goes off about her internet connection not working and maybe she realizes that she went off on too much detail. This is a total guess, a shot in the dark, but maybe she went off in too much detail and the maybe the student got confused or something, or just it was irrelevant what she was saying. And she said, pretty much it. trying to change the context. So, or the topic rather.
Right. Exactly. That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. So awesome. And so the more formal ways we talked about too. So just to review them, what were they, Lindsay?
Well, we could say that's all for now, or that's all. So this is a more intentional, more explicit way of ending things, not necessarily in being embarrassed or that you're trying to get the spotlight off of you, but you're wrapping it up.
Right. Exactly.
The key to success is not always having the best skills at the workplace. The key to success is being charismatic and being able to communicate with people at work. We show you how to do it in our free Charisma Masterclass. Go to allearsenglish.com/charisma. That's allearsenglish.com/charisma.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So perfect. So should we try these out?
Yeah, let's do it. Okay. Okay. I hope that I remember to actually use the phrase in here. If not, we can figure out where it would fit. Here we go. All right. So, hey, you want to hear my story about what happened to me in the subway yesterday?
Okay, sure. What happened?
Well, I was on the platform at West 4th and I had to sit there forever because of a signal problem in Herald Square. Anyways, I saw a homeless guy eating a sandwich someone had given him.
Yeah?
Well, yeah, then the homeless guy passed out and a huge rat the size of a cat came up and finished off the sandwich.
Yeah, what happened then?
Well, the train came and I jumped on. That's pretty much it.
Oh, sounds like a normal day in New York City.
Okay, good.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, this actually, there was a viral video, wasn't there?
Really?
Was it? Yes, there was a bit. Yeah, about a rat. There was a, I mean, I don't think it was exactly that, but it was just like a big rat and some, I don't remember exactly.
Well, rats rule New York City. I mean, we know that. So you guys should be ready. Be prepared. Don't be. I remember when I lived there, I saw a rat run onto the train a few times. Ran right onto the train. You know, the subway doors open, ran right in. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm not lying.
I've never had that happen, but I imagine I would just absolutely freak out.
Yeah, it was kind of gross. I decided not to get in that car.
Well, that's a good decision, I think. I bet you're happy with your decision on that one. Awesome. So, yeah. So, what happened here? So, you said, you know, basically this story, it wasn't like a story with like many, many steps, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it was a good story. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you're just kind of wrapping it up, right? So you said that the train came and I jumped on and then you said, that's pretty much it, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like I'm indicating that my story maybe should have been longer, should have been more substantive, or I don't know. I'm indicating maybe something was kind of wrong with my story. Would you agree with that, Michelle? It's a little bit self-deprecating, or not wrong with it, but like,
I know what you're trying to think. I mean, I guess it depends how you would say it. Yeah, it's kind of like, oh, it kind of ended. It just kind of like ended. There was no like real conclusion. So you're telling me like, it almost, if you didn't say that, I would almost think maybe that the story was going to continue.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, it signaled that it was over, even though it was kind of like a slightly abrupt, just, or like kind of flat ending.
Yeah, kind of flat ending, right? Good. So guys, this is where, you know, you want to be listening to Native English, because it's quite hard for us to explain the nuances of this and when we use it, right? But if you start listening to Native English as much as possible, you will hear it and you'll start to put the pieces together in your mind about where it fits. Right, Michelle?
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, I agree. So like, I mean, we encourage you guys, like, try these different phrases. I mean, part, so much of English is telling stories, right? So I'm sure you tell stories when you're speaking English, and you know, try one of these out. And you know, just give yourself a goal of trying one, and then, you know, you're going to get build up your confidence, and then you can add in more, right?
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. So the combination of the two, trying a phrase or two like this that we learned today, and also listening to native English as much as you possibly can so that you really hear it. Even, you know, when you're out on the train, you should be listening to people next to you. You should be eavesdropping in conversation.
Yeah, definitely. You'll, you know, learn new things. You'll pick up on natural English.
Yep.
And yeah, that's always a good thing, of course, right? So yeah, thank you for that amazing question. And we want to remind you guys again to get the transcript for this episode because we don't have the role play on the blog, right, Lindsay?
Right, exactly, exactly. So if you guys want to get the role play, you want to get the nitty gritty, know exactly the words we used in this whole episode, go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts. And remember, guys, today's Thanksgiving, so you might have some free time. And if you're preparing for the IELTS exam, the only resource that you're going to want to get started with is the IELTS Energy podcast, because Jessica Beck knows the IELTS exam better than anyone. I can say that with total confidence, guys. She's amazing. The skills that she has with this exam are going to bring you to that 7 or higher. So go over and get your IELTS Energy podcast, subscribe to that podcast, and get on board with us. All right, cool.
Awesome. Well, happy Thanksgiving, and thanks, guys, for listening.
All right. Thanks, Michelle, for hanging out.
That's about it.
Yeah, that's about it. And that's about it for today. Enjoy
All
your
right.
Thanksgiving, Michelle. Take care.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.